So the Liberec sprints started off today with the individual sprints, and Len Vallis qualified for Canada, and there were five North Americans that qualified to the heats, and Len made it to the quarterfinals, and we're going to try to get him on the line and chat with him today. I think we've got Len on the line. How's it going today, Lenny?
Pretty good. Feeling a bit tired after the race, but I'm happy with the result.
I guess the first thing I want to ask you is, how do you feel about your recovery from the Tour de Ski, which is, of course, the grueling six or seven stage race you just took under your belt?
Yeah, after the tour, like, I didn't feel exhausted, but for sure I was beat down a bit, and so I went for my mini vacation. I went for 3.5 days down to Egypt, and I just sat in a resort, all you can eat, and so I just did really no training, and I just totally let the body recover as much as possible. And then yesterday, so the day before the race, I got back to Liberec and really had no idea what to expect today after taking that much time completely off. But it was quite the shock, the qualifier. The lungs were just destroyed. Like, it's a long course, it's a hard course, lots of working sections, so I was really happy just to be in the heats. And yeah, the quarterfinal went fairly well. I was just trying to hang on, and luckily I had a fast enough heat to make the lucky loser, and the legs, I was missing one gear, but I guess that's fair after racing tour and taking a few days right completely off. But so I'm extremely happy with the 10th place finish.
Sounds good. So overall, so the course did look tough out there. And what were the conditions like, and how were your skis?
My skis were great. That's what kept me in the hunt there. But the course, yesterday was an awful day. It was a bit nicer, but the course was breaking down a bit. The tracks were firm, but the poles were sinking in, and the tracks just got really wide and kind of like pushed out. So it was a weird course. A lot of people had trouble getting grip and stuff. But it's a big improvement from yesterday. They shortened the race for the guys and the girls, which is nice. It would have been way too long for a sprint yesterday. So yeah, the course was fine. It's actually a course that I think I could do really well on if I was in a bit better shape. I just didn't feel like I had 100% of my speed back yet.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to ask you, how you're feeling. You recovered, of course. I guess having an all-you-can-eat vacation is the dream kind of thing after a tour de ski, I guess.
It was a nice change.
What's that?
It was a nice change, for sure.
For sure.
Just to relax and tan and just not worry about putting the skis on for a couple of days.
Sure. But of course, when you get to the start line, you find out if just how tired you are, or whatever shape you're in. They mentioned at the start that your hand was still taped. Is that still the case?
Yeah, I have it. My fingers are taped, and my glove on the outside's taped. The bone itself, it's really hardened up, and it's perfect. The bone is, but my finger is dislocated, I think, pretty badly. So the ligament damage in the joint is, when I don't have it taped, it's just really weak. If anything pulls on it or, anything like that, it's really painful. So, but as long as I have it taped to the other finger and it's got some support there, it's fine. Like, I don't feel it skiing, but I think I'll be taping it for a while.
Right, just to make sure that it heals well and doesn't get disrupted during any kind of effort you're putting out.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, sounds good. We just wanted to check on that, because we're just keeping an eye on it with you and hoping that it continues to heal in the right way. What did they shorten the course to? I didn't hear exactly. Do you remember the final distance?
They said 1.6, but I think they said 1.6 yesterday too. But we had to do two laps today, and instead of coming all the way through the stadium, it would add 150 or 200 meters.
Uh-huh.
We just, as soon as we came up close to the finish, we took a left turn and headed straight up the hill instead of that 200 meter flat double pole loop through
right.
The stadium. So it cut a ton off, which is nice.
Which is nice, of course. It looked like a tough course to pass on. Is that correct?
Yeah, and I never really had good starts today, and so I was always kind of fighting in the back. And if you don't have lane choice coming up that last hill, I was every time behind somebody and kind of having to ski their pace. And so it was a bit frustrating. Guys were jumping on my skis right close to the end. But like I said, I feel like I got pretty lucky grabbing that lucky loser spot in the quarterfinal, and I'm super happy with the top 10 today.
Yeah, overall, that's a great finish for you. Watching today, there were several occasions when it looked like skiers tangled a little bit and got a little disrupted. But so that's great. So obviously, what happens for you now since you don't have a relay team there in Liberec?
Yeah, I'm off for the week, I guess. Just still recovering, which is nice. I would have been hard to race again tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna play it safe and just do some easy training here. And the girls have a great shot tomorrow.
Yeah,
the relay. It's their results today were outstanding. Dasha, a couple centimeters from the podium, was awesome. I was glad I was there to watch that. And yeah, another top 10 for Perry and Chandra in the heats. It was a great day for the girls team. I was happy for them. And so tomorrow, yeah, it could be great. I'm excited to watch.
Yeah, no, they definitely have been coming on strong, and it looks like the podiums that Dasha had in Germany are really, working in her favor, and she's skiing really strong. And Perry and Chandra also did well. So altogether, the Canucks are still kicking butt.
Yeah, it's great to see. Loving it.
Excellent. Well, listen, Len, thanks for spending time, and we'll wish you all the best with further recovery and heading into the next World Cup in France, and let's hope the girls continue doing well tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be watching.
Okay, we'll be with you. Take care.